Around 1 in 5 people will have a severe episode of depression at some point in their life, but the current drug-based treatments we have can take weeks or months to work, if they work at all. More than a decade ago, scientists discovered that the animal anaesthetic ketamine had a powerful antidepressive effect, but the side effects, including loss of sensation, paralysis, hallucinations and out-of-body feelings, have limited its use. That might be about to change, thanks to research from Todd Gould and his team at the University of Maryland, Baltimore.
The presumed mechanism whereby ketamine exerts its antidepressant actions has always been assumed to be via the same mechanism whereby it exerts its side effects, which is inhibition of a receptor for the neurotransmitter glutamate, the NMDA receptor.
These are like the little gates on nerve cells that send signals between cells, isn't it?
Exactly.
What was the question that you were trying to figure out with this research? Where did you take this idea next?
What our evidence suggests is that it's not ketamine itself that it's exerting the antidepressant activities. It's a breakdown product or metabolite of ketamine. This metabolite does not inhibit the NMDA subtype of the glutamate receptor. It does enhance activity of another type of glutamate receptor, which is the AMPA receptor. The precise mechanism whereby it does this is not clear to us yet. We also showed that if we give only the hydroxynorketamine, we observe similar antidepressant effects that we observe when we give ketamine itself.
What would be the advantages of giving this breakdown product of ketamine rather than ketamine itself?
So ketamine has a number of side effects. Some of them are related to its use as a club drug. And so what we show with this metabolite is that to the extent possible using our animal models, that we don't have any of those side effects. So we go up to actually pretty high doses, 40 times the antidepressant effective dose, and we don't see side effects. We also looked at the capacity of ketamine versus hydroxynorketamine to be self-administered.
So if the mice keep wanting to take it, it's like they're addicted to it.
Yeah, so basically mice press a lever to receive an intravenous injection of the drug. And mice will readily press a lever to receive ketamine. Whereas hydroxynorketamine, they couldn't care less.
When can we get hold of this drug? What's the next step for it?
So moving forward, we have a reasonable amount of confidence that hydroxynorketamine is safe. And the reason is that it's been in humans now for many decades, right? As a byproduct of getting ketamine, you have hydroxynorketamine. So we know in very general terms that hydroxynorketamine is probably safe for humans. But we still have to go through all the necessary regulatory steps, toxicology studies in model animals to prove that before we can move on to human clinical trials.
Do you think there are other similar drugs that might be useful that you need to investigate in this way?
As a pharmacologist, I tend to think, you know, when you give a drug that's all you're giving. And this is an example that when you're giving a drug, you're also giving all the metabolites of that drug. And most, the majority of drugs are metabolized. It's an important lesson to me and I think to the field that we need to consider more vigorously that the biologically active molecule may not be the drug itself that we're giving.
Important work in an under-researched area. That's Todd Gould from the University of Maryland, and his research was published this week in the journal Nature.